Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I hope this finds you well. This is Paul Nichols, the investor coach and host of It's Your Money, the podcast that's designed to pull back the curtain on the financial services industry and expose the truth about money and investing. I don't know why I always do that. I've done it for years. I did it on the radio. I always have the picture of that guy who used to do the NFL films originally. He had that very unique voice in the frozen tundra of Green Bay, you know. Anyway, that's the picture I have when I'm talking about pulling back the curtain. You are listening to It's Your Money, and I wanted to go on a little bit of a rant, if I may, if you'll indulge me. And I don't know if I would really want to call these rants, because I don't know if they're necessarily... When I think of rant, I think of a little bit of a negative type of spin on things. And I wouldn't call this kind of a rant that I would spin off and start just going a little crazy, like I do on some issues like taxes and certain things that we'll be ranting about in the future. I've got a whole list of them, by the way. I shouldn't say a whole list. This is a short list, but things that should just infuriate all of you, like, you know, taxes on Social Security and how they calculate the inflation rate and this whole idea that we're victims of life and not responsible for our own actions, and as a result, someone else should take care of us. And some of these things that just make me crazy. But anyway, that's not what I'm going to talk about today. Today is going to be that of a positive nature. I want to share something with you that has really enriched my life many years ago. I learned this at a strategic coach event. I used to attend a strategic coach on a regular basis, which is like an advanced entrepreneurial coaching program. And Dan Sullivan, who's a very well-known author and speaker, created a lot of the material through his own exploits in the business arena. And one of the things that he shared with us is something called living in the gap, or staying out of the gap, or how to avoid the gap. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to kind of share this with some of my listeners, because sometimes as it comes to investing or other things, we have great ideals and high ideals and certain intentions. And, you know, life happens. Life kind of wears us all down, and we rationalize things, and we do different things. I remember listening to a speaker many, many, many years ago. This is over 20 years ago. Calvert Roberts was his name. Calvert Roberts. He was one of these early motivational speakers back during the Earl Nightingale era and Zig Ziglar and some of the original pioneers of positive self-talk and motivation, etc. Anyway, he said something that really had stuck with me ever since that speech. In fact, I remember standing right there. I was in the back of the room listening. And he said, how do you define character? And I thought, wow, that's interesting. How does one define character? And he said, character is basically when the mood in which you had made a commitment has left you and you still follow through. That's really, I think, a wonderful picture and definition of character. Good, strong character. Someone who makes a commitment when they're emotionally filled with a certain ideal or feeling and follows through when that feeling has left them. For example, like when you first roll out of bed, put your feet on the floor and said, I'm going to exercise this morning, and end up rolling over or having an extra donut. Listen, we should not feel guilty about these things. And the reason that we feel guilty about not following through with certain things when the mood in which we had made those commitments have left us is because perfection is not attainable. That progress is. And that oftentimes we focus on perfection rather than progress. And this is what I want to attribute to Dan Sullivan making this point. And I think it's very important. A lot of times we have this certain ideal of how we should look, how we should feel, how we should invest, how certain parties should go, how a certain event should go, how our child should act, how, you know, friends around us, whatever. There's certain ideals that we all have, and these are perfect ideals. These aren't, I shouldn't say they're perfect in that they're mental constructs. Ideas, perceptions of how we want or would like things to be. And it's not achievable because it's constantly moving. You know, the difference, there's a permanent difference between perfection and actual. And I think this is what Dan refers to as the gap. A lot of us live in the gap. And as a result, we measure everything that we do against this ideal of perfection. And as a result, it's always going to fall short. I always say to my wife, honey, progress, not perfection. From the day I learned this, I bet I've said it 1,000 times, progress, not perfection. Let's just focus on making some progress. See, if you're measuring your investment situation or the fact that you should be saving more, whatever your thing is, if you're measuring that against a perfect model, you're always going to come up frustrated, disappointment, and have low self-esteem unless you have very, very low expectations and ideals. And you know, when we put ideals in our mind, it's easy to make them grandiose and big. But you know, when the feeling has left us, how do you follow through and avoid these types of negative feelings when you don't do what your ideal in your mind's eye was? And I think the way that you do that is you focus on the progress, because that is something that you measure against the actual. What'd you do? I mean, you know, anything that you do that's closer to that ideal that you're trying to attain is progress. You know, you can't beat yourself. If I don't put money in my investment this month, you know, you're going to beat yourself up. No, you do the best you can. You know, you just do the best you can. You know, I used to put a lot of self-induced stress on myself by trying to attain this perfect picture. You know, it comes from different reasons. All of us overestimate all those around us and underestimate ourselves. You know, a lot more people would feel good and be more confident and have a higher self-image if they realized it's not what you think of me that dictates my self-image. It's not what I think of me that dictates my self-image. Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you, it's what I think you think of me that determines the realness of my self-image for me. And you know, when I realized this many years ago, I thought to myself, well, why would I think anyone would think ill of me unless I gave them a reason to? And then obviously if I did something stupid and someone felt ill of me, I should probably feel insecure or whatever around that particular person unless I resolved that issue. But my point is, why automatically assume the worst? Why assume everyone else is better than you, they're on track? It's like the thing, the only people I know that are truly happy are people I don't know well. You know, once you get to know someone, it's kind of, you know, it's interesting. Familiarity breeds contempt. And so I guess what I'm trying to say, I'm throwing a lot of stuff at you here, is I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, give yourself a break. Just focus on progress. You know, yeah, you need to listen to that CD. Yeah, you need to read that book about investing. Yeah, you need to understand more about Roth IRAs. Yes. Yes, you do. Okay. So what? Focus on progress, not beating yourself up about what you don't know. You know, get yourself a pat on the back for what you did do. Yeah, I did listen to the CD. Hey, I listened to the podcast today. You know, hey, whatever it is that you're trying to do to enrich your life to get to that ideal. You know, this is Paul's philosophy. Life isn't that difficult. We make it so. Business isn't that difficult. We make it so. Raising children isn't that difficult. We make it so. Building a community isn't that difficult. We make it so. All those things would be easy if it wasn't for the people. And you know, the biggest person that gets in most people's way that I have found is themselves. Because of grandiose ideas, unachievable perfectionists in their mind's eye, rather than celebrating and focusing on the progress that you've made today, yesterday, last week, last month. Now, if you haven't made any progress, well, perhaps I encourage you to just increase a little bit, you know, do one extra push-up, you know, one less helping, whatever your thing is. Don't let other people impose their ideals on you. You have your own, you know. And anyway, that's my rant for today. Progress, not perfection. Progress, not perfection. It's unattainable. Quit measuring your life against something that's not attainable. Measure it against your actual results, and I think you'll find progress will be stimulating and exciting and give you a new mind's eye. And just focus on what you've done good, not all the things that you potentially didn't do or the couple things you did bad. You know, So anyway, with that being said, this is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach. That was meant to encourage and uplift you and get you focused on the big picture, which is just making progress and moving forward. You're listening to It's Your Money, the podcast that's pulling back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposing the truth about money and investing. I hope this finds you well. Have a super duper day, and we'll talk to you soon.